Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Excuse me. Eternal God, I offer you, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, Look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Saint Faustina, pray for us. Pope Saint John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in you. Now, let's move on to our saint of the day. And I already know who our saint of the day is, of course, because I wrote it this morning. Our saint of the day is Saint Scholastica. Saint Scholastica was born right around the year 480. Based on the birthday of her twin brother, Saint Benedict, who is said to have been born March 2nd, 480, I would venture to say she was born March 2nd in the year 480. She died in 542, so she was 61, almost 62 years old. And, of course, as I've mentioned, she was the twin sister of Saint Benedict of Nursia. Very little is known about Saint Scholastica's early life. She was born to wealthy parents in Nursia, Italy, and was the twin brother of Saint Benedict of Nursia. As is not uncommon with twins, Saint Scholastica shared some of the very same interests as did her brother. For instance, they both started monasteries within 5 miles of each other. Benedict at Monte Cassino and Scholastica at Plombariola. It is said that Benedict and Scholastica met once a year at a farmhouse where they discussed spiritual matters and in pious prayer. They had to meet in the farmhouse because Saint Scholastica was not allowed into the monastery at Monte Cassino. Not only did Saint Scholastica found the monastery at Plombariola, she governed it. It appears that Saint Benedict directed his sister and the nuns at Plombariola. On the last occasion that brother and sister met, Saint Scholastica must have sensed that her death was near, and she asked her brother to stay the night with her in pious prayer and discussion of spiritual matters. Saint Benedict refused, citing the rule of Saint Benedict, which he himself had created, which prohibited the monks from remaining outside the monastery overnight. Saint Scholastica then prayed to God that her brother stay the night with her. Out of nowhere, a severe thunderstorm appeared with a lot of lightning. The storm prevented Benedict and his monks from leaving the farm that night. According to Pope Saint Gregory the Great, Saint Benedict asked Saint Scholastica what she had done. Her response? Something along the lines of, I had asked you to stay, and you rejected it. So I asked God, and he granted it. The next morning, they left each other's company for the last time. 3 days later, Saint Scholastica died. Saint Benedict knew that she was dead immediately, and he had a vision of her spirit leaving her body, and her spirit took the form of a white dove. He announced to the monks in Monte Cassino that afternoon that she had died and sent several of his monks to get her body. He buried her in the grave he had prepared for himself. She died on February 10th, 543. 542 or 543, just a month shy of her 63rd birthday, so it had to be 543, just under a month shy of a month just under a month shy of her 64th birthday. I'll get it right one of these days. She is a patron saint of cloistered nuns and against lightning, rain, and storms. Saint Scholastica, pray for us. Saint Scholastica, pray for the monks at St. Bernard's Abbey in Cullman, Alabama. Now, there are other saints for today. St. Jose Luis Sanchez del Rio, St. Alexander of Lugo, Aloysia Stepanek, he's blessed, St. Andrew, not the apostle, St. Aponius, St. Ostrobarda, St. Baldegundus, St. Desideratus, St. Uriaf, Blessed Louise Bessay de la Voute, Blessed Louise Poiret Barre, St. Paganus, St. Paul and 90 Companions, Blessed Pierre Fremont, St. Trumwin, and St. William of Malleville. And so that's the listing of the saints of the day for today. So what's going on around the network? Well, I don't see where William... Oh, he did. He did. Catholicism Rocks did a show, Yes, Christ is Present in the Eucharist. It's 33 minutes. It's a good show. And then William did an interview with Dr. Kenneth Howell called The Church Fathers and the Eucharist. Dr. Kenneth Howell joins William today to discuss the Eucharist and the early church fathers. He recently wrote a book titled Mystery of the Altar, which provides a daily reflection about the Eucharist based on the wisdom of the saints. Dr. Howell has done extensive work in translating the work of the Church Fathers, particularly in regard to the Eucharist. Dr. Kenneth Howell taught a wide variety of subjects in American universities for 30 years before becoming president of the Pontifical Studies Foundation and academic director of the Eucharist Project. He is dedicated to fostering a wider and deeper knowledge of the central sacraments of the Church by providing translations of the Church Fathers on the Eucharist. And he's got his own website, which if you go to blogtalkradio.com/the4persons, you can get the web link. And then Catholicism Rocks did a show today. And in this episode of Catholicism Rocks, partner director William Hemsworth looks at the teaching of the Eucharist. William looks at Scripture, the Catechism, and the Church Fathers to break down what the Church really believes about the Eucharist and a challenge to Protestant objections. And for great resources, it says go to CatholicismRocks.com. That's Catholicism, CatholicismRocks, Rocks, RockS.com. And they've got great resources. Monday, Luke is going to be back to working with the third part of the Gospel of John. If you missed the Catholic Canon Apologetics show yesterday, you missed a great show. I've listened to it twice, actually. We only get credit for it once because it checks your URL, but I listened twice. And that about does it for the daily update. Let's go on to the three Hail Mary Novena. Oh, before I forget, St. Scholastica, pray for us. St. Benedict, pray for us. Pope St. Gregory the Great, pray for us. And now we'll move on to the three Hail Mary Novena. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin most powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And my special favor is, number one, for the recovery of Jack Graves, and number two, for a friend who is not having a great day. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, Seed of Wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petition. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of Penitent Sinners, we stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Queen, conceived without the taint of original sin, pray for us. O Holy Mother of Christ, pray for us. O Seed of Wisdom, pray for us. And so we've got 6 minutes and some change left. And so I'm going to mention a couple of websites that I use on a regular basis. The first is morningoffering.com. That's morningoffering.com. It's where I go first to see the saint of the day. And I glean information from that and from Catholic.org in crafting the story about the saint of the day. And sometimes I'll even go to morningoffering.org and get more information from there. So those are three websites that I use regularly in putting the show together every day and putting my blog post up. And another website that I try to go to every day just to see what they've got brand new is the Catholic or the rockcompanyshop.com. That's the rock, R-O-C-K, company spelled the normal way, C-O-M-P-A-N-Y, shop, shop.com. The rockcompanyshop.com. At the Rock Company Shop, they've got all sorts of great Catholic wares. They've got sterling silver medals. They've got gold medals. They've got olive wood rosaries. They've got mother of pearl rosaries. They've got all sorts of rosaries. They have nativity sets carved from real olive wood from the Holy Land, from Bethlehem or Jerusalem, or wherever they have olive trees in Israel. And what happens is that once a year, the dead branches are cut off the olive trees, and then they're sold to local jewelry stores and artisans, and those branches are taken to make the things that they make, the olive wood rosaries, the olive wood crucifixes, the statuary, the nativity sets, you name it, they carve it from olive wood there. And they've got a rosary that I really like. It is an olive wood rosary. And for the potter beads, it has images of saints. And then it also, in the rosary, has dirt from the Holy Land. So you may actually be getting dirt that touched or washed Jesus some kind of way. Pretty cool, huh? So that's the rockcompanyshop.com. And we're just about out of time. We got another minute and change to go. So let's say a Hail Mary for my good friend Jack Graves. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So, wow, we still got at least 90 seconds to go. More than that. So, if we had 10 or 12 minutes, I'd open up the phone lines and let you guys bring your prayer intentions in, but we've got a minute and a half at best. She's going to come over the speaker any second now and tell me that we've got 90 seconds left. And there she went. So that means we've got just over a minute to go now. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today. We prayed the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. We learned about Saint Scholastica, who is our saint of the day for today. We learned what's going on around the channel, and we prayed the Three Hail Marys Novena. I'd say that's a pretty busy day. I'd say it's a pretty good day of prayer, or at least a pretty good hour of prayer, even though we are only on it for a half hour. So anyway, I want to thank you all for joining me. My name is Richard Pettis, and I will see all of you tomorrow at 3:30 Eastern. And until then, I want you to have a blessed rest of your Sunday, a blessed rest of your Saturday, and a blessed Sunday all day. And I want to remind you, Sunday Mass is a Saturday decision. Decide tonight that you're going to Mass tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.